Hello, this is Vlad, and you are listening to Olafil's Fantasy Podcast.
Can you hold the mic farther away? Because I was super loud last time, Jeff. We did it last time. We made a successful show during this pandemic and, of course, the other crazy stuff that's going on in the world right now. But you know what people want? I was waiting for you to say what. It's the All the Feels Fantasy Podcast. That's what people want. They're clamoring. And I mean, we made a bet. Not really a bet. It was just a little over-under what would finish first. The March Madness, May Madness, June Madness, Disney Song Tournament, or the NBA season getting underway. And let's just say we have another month and a half, breaking news, to finish this tournament. So unless something dire happens during this podcast, which, I mean, a little troubleshooting to start with, may still happen. I think we're going to be able to get this tournament over with in just one more show after today. But nevertheless, Jeff, it is time to start the show. And I have to ask, how you doing?
You know, well, doing all right, all things considered. I think since we're in the Final Four and we do have a month and a half, even if my laptop just goes into oblivion. Great start. Wow. Great start. I think I'll be able to procure another in time to finish. So I'm excited to be here to chatting with you, Will, across the country. Crazy things are happening. We're across the country from one another. Not a whole lot from an NFL perspective, but we've got some content for the people today. A little bit of fantasy, a little bit of other news, a little bit of the song, the March, April, May, June, potentially July Madness, Will.
It better not be July Madness. Of course, this all hinders on, like you said, your laptop, which may or may not be just completely, you know, foobarred at this point, but you're making it happen. You injected some blood into it. We don't have a ton of, you know, I feel like last week we went all in with video games and television and house and all this kind of stuff, updates. I mean, just wanted to give a quick shout out to Gucci, the dog. Right now he's laying at my feet. He has been, I just want to, you know, just shout out to dogs, just in general. He's been a tried and true staple of the Soisman household during all this. You know, we haven't had a kitchen for over a week now. He's been doing just fine. We are going to reward him. We're going to buy him a doorbell, so that when he wants to go outside, he just hits the doorbell instead of clawing at the door, since we, of course, have this brand new Dutch door that we made and don't want to get him scratching it up. But are dogs underrated? I'm going to still say yes. I think that's what my main point of this is. I mean, God, I don't know. If you're not a dog person, just get out of my life. That's pretty much the end of that conversation. Cat people, I mean, people, whether you're walking them on leashes or not, cats are just the absolute worst. What do you say, Jeff?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot in that you just said, Will. A couple things I want to point out. Yeah, it's been, I mean, we love Mowgli. I mean, he can be a terror at times, like you said, scratching at doors, just, you know, whining, barking. But at the end of the day, he looks up at you with those eyes and just unconditional love. And sometimes you just need that. You just need to feel that. And the dog gives you that. Having had a cat from my childhood, I'm pretty anti-cat. I get the benefits. I see the benefits. But I think we may have covered this on an earlier pod. There's a lady in the neighborhood who has like a baby Bjorn for her cat. So, I mean, that's a whole new level. That's not dog stroller. That's Bjorn life for a cat. I don't think the cat wants to go outside nor be in the Bjorn, but the lady forces it anyways. So, yes, shout out to the dogs as Mowgli is in the background barking his head off at the gardeners who are trimming up the bushes today. So, wonderful.
We can't all have gardeners who do that. Sorry for my ignorance. What is a Bjorn?
Oh, it's like a baby carrier.
Okay.
Like you wear it on, you see like women with their babies on their chest or maybe a dad or two. And then
yes.
This was a cat just laying limp, like facing out. Like, did it really need to be seeing the world? Like, did you need to bring it on the walk? I mean, I thought they were pretty independent animals.
They're not. They, you know, as you can tell, they are not because of how, you know, kings of the castle they are, they are most definitely dependent, considering you must feed them, heathen, or they will stare at you with their deathly eyes until the break of dawn. And then once you feed them, please get out of our way while we poop all over your house, even if it is in kitty litter, which is just absolutely disgusting. Moving on from, I mean, I like how you said, by the way, we may have touched on this in an earlier episode. Probably, I mean, we're 116 episodes deep. I'm not going to lie. I don't really, the catalog in my brain, not too huge in terms of recalling what we've talked about. Although, I don't know if you saw I texted about, I was re-listening to our Drunken Bachelor Party episode, and that was a doozy. For those who haven't listened to that one, I forget what episode number it was. I think it was like episode 40 or something. July of 2018. Ooh. 2 year anniversary of that one. Take a listen to that one, because co-host Jeff falls asleep mid-question at one point. It is amazing. And he starts, you just start rambling on about, I don't remember, the English football team. I don't know. It was really good. So definitely check that out if you haven't in the past. All the new listeners, of course. Speaking of new, so because of the pandemic and I don't want to call it unrest, but just what's been going on lately, my new store hadn't opened for Shake Shack, and it's supposed to open in April, but we are finally opening Monday, June 8th, the big day in Uptown Charlotte / South End, little, like, kind of nice little ritzier area. I can take the train there. Don't have to worry about driving 30 minutes to work, and it is beautiful, and it is going to be a fresh start. And it has been a long time coming, because I've been at this other store driving 30 minutes each way, you know, like, not really digging that drive, even though it's not far by any standards, but it's just not something I signed up for when I came back to the company. But I'm really excited, getting into it, bunch of new people, training away, a lot of stress, a lot of changes. Every day the hours are changing because of the pandemic and everything, but just want to throw it out there. Moves are coming, Jeff. The changes finally are coming. 2 months in, baby.
I love it. Little Uptown Funk, new store.
Oh, no.
Yeah, new training. Yeah, I'm excited to, you know, come out there to the old, what do you guys call Charlotte? What's its, like, nickname?
The Queen City.
The Queen City. That's great. After Queen Charlotte or something? I don't know.
That's, I mean, right on the nose. Queen Charlotte.
Kind of the end of it, right? So it'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, moving on. Apple Plus. Is that what it's called? Apple TV. Wait.
I don't know if it's Apple TV or Apple Plus.
Everything's
or,
a plus. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So we started watching The Morning Show on Apple TV Plus. Come back to us, whatever the actual name is. We started The Morning Show. It's got some big names in it. Mm-hmm. A little Jennifer Aniston, a little Reese Witherspoon, a little Steve Carell. It's pretty good. You know, it's solid. I mean, back-to-back shows, Apple Plus. I wouldn't put them, like, you know, top tier, but the entire programming has at least been on par with the HBOs and the Showtimes of the world. So for free, for our 1 year trial, I mean, we're going to bang out all the shows that they got and then say, you're canceled. But, but it's been so far so good, so not exactly a ringing endorsement, I guess, for the old service, but we'll see if they continue to churn out good content, because that'll be a driver.
Now, I haven't turned my subscription on, and I guess I only have a couple more days if I wanted to activate it. Do they have, is it only original content, or do they have, you know, random, you know, Big Bang Theory or whatever crap on there?
I'm not sure if they, I think they do have some non-original, like, licensed content, but I haven't dove deep in that. I know it's similar in that you could access, like, the whole iTunes library if you wanted to, like, rent a movie.
Yeah.
You could do it through that platform, but haven't checked anything else out on that.
Sorry, hold on one second. Okay, there we go, we're good. Gucci is, of course, take a picture of Gucci, thinking all is well, and then he starts getting up, so I don't know what he's...
he's got a mind.
What he's doing right now. Let's see, he's just staring at him. Now he's giving me a little shake. All right, and now he's gone.
He's on his way.
Hold on, let me just let him out. He's been sitting long enough.
Time to let Gucci outside.
Tripped over my PC cord.
And play with the hose.
Okay.
Watch
okay.
out for your PC cord, because you might just trip over it and hit Gucci. Ring the doorbell, Gucci, and you will be let out. And if you paw at the door, Gucci, you will be admonished, but ultimately let out.
This is the thing. Ashley is teaching at home. A little peek behind the curtain for the listeners here. Wife's still teaching at home, so right now she's teaching a class so Gucci can hear her. So he wants to go out and see what's going on.
Yeah.
So let's see if he lays down. There we go. Good boy. Gucci's back at the bed laying down. He hears noises. You know, he's a good guard dog. Wants to go check it out. Whew, I don't know why I'm out of breath. Jeff, sports are kind of coming back, slowly but surely. I don't know what happened last week by the time we recorded, but NHL is back. They are doing pretty much a playoff tournament. It's kind of like NBA is kind of doing something similar. They're both kind of inviting way more teams than usual for the, quote, playoffs. But in reality, not every team is technically making the playoffs. It's like playing games, similar to the March Madness tournament, the Disney Song tournament, you know, very similar to those as well.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I think ratings are going to be great for every sport. I'm not sure the date the NHL is starting, but the NBA is starting July 31st. The Premier League comes back June 17th. I just saw that one player tested positive for COVID-19, but it was out of 1,100. They didn't say who it was. I think it was, and they didn't say if it was a staff either. Just said one person. But yeah, they are coming back, which means DraftKings is coming back, which means gambling is coming back. Jeff, how do you feel about all these sports? Will you be tuning into anything in particular? Are you just gonna be waiting for Premier League, NBA? A little spicy for you. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, NBA could probably get, since, I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, 22 teams. There's only what, 30 in the whole league, so.
Yeah,
I bet
that's kind of funny. The ones that didn't make it,
they must have just been like, "Yeah, we don't care. We're done. We don't want to do anything. No risk." Yeah, to your point, I mean, you just piqued my interest again. Little DraftKings for Premier League. I mean, the values. How are they going to set this for these first couple games with no fans? You know, maybe a little different dynamics. Are different players going to be more valuable? Is there going to be, you know, that match fitness won't be there for those first couple games? So it could be interesting. It is from the NBA side. It just seems like it's going to take a while to run through these 22 teams in the playoffs. I mean, we're going pretty much end of July to October. A little bit of overlap with the old NFL season there. We'll see how that little head-to-head clash comes to a head. But it's just exciting to be talking about it in a real way now rather than speculating. And, you know, it could all be ripped away from us again, but at least we'll have the glimmer of hope. And, you know, it'll probably be a little bit of a rough start. There'll be rough patches here or there. But this, you know, environment, having sports will bring some level of calm to the world, hopefully.
There were some players, I think one is Damian Lillard of the Blazers, he said, I mean, this was a month ago or so, so I'm not sure if he's changed his outlook, but he said he wasn't going to play until there was, like, a cure for COVID-19. So I don't know, you know, if your star player is saying they're not going to play, that kind of, you know, is a problem for your team. So we'll see how these players are going to kind of choose to, like you just said, first of all, they're not even in great shape. I think that's kind of why the tournament or the playoffs won't start till July 31st. They're all kind of getting a head start, at least for NBA-wise. Premier League, kind of same thing you just mentioned. you know, DraftKings, all this stuff, gambling. That first week of pretty much any sports gambling is going to be very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Teams have had so much time off. And then lastly about the NBA is, it says, yeah, like you just mentioned, all the way through October into the NFL season, and NBA typically starts in October. So I think what's going to happen is they'll end up starting around Christmas, which their new season, which is what people kind of want already to begin with. So maybe it'll be a start of something new for the NBA as to when they start their new season. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to sports being back. And with sports comes fantasy,
Jeff. Why do
Jeff.
People say they want it?
What?
Why do people say they would prefer that, like, starting point and when the
It's because it's long. It's 82 games. It seems like the first 2 months, people always, you know, NBA teams, all these players always sit out anyway. They don't play back-to-backs. They want their rest, you know, their divas. I mean, they don't play 82 games anymore. So why even have an 82-game season? Why have a season where people say they don't even start trying anyway until after Christmas or, you know, until the All-Star break? That's when players actually start trying. So why not just start like a 60-game season in December instead? I think that's kind of what people are saying.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Fantasy. I mean, so Jeff and I talked a little beforehand. NFL news. Well, it's a lot of boring stuff. Oh, training camps are going to be virtual still, and coaches are allowed back at their facilities, and, you know, big one was Timmy Jernigan isn't signing with the Texans. So there you go. That's the one I saw there. So Timmy Jernigan, the defensive tackle, you know, still a free agent on that top 100 list. So we're just going to go straight to fantasy, and Jeff, I think you want to kind of – we touched upon it last week. We had a lot of players in this over-under for draft-wise. Oh, is that right? Do you like Devlin Singletary? I think he likes Devlin Singletary. So we'll go over a couple of these, Jeff. You are the fantasy expert, of course. The analysis is second to none, maybe even first to none. I don't even know what the right saying is for that one. Start us off, Jeff. We'll do this 12 teams, 0.5 PPR. Hopefully you don't hate these ADPs like you did last time. You questioned
fair play,
me.
Fair play. I did, and you know, we can just we'll just move on from that because the ADPs they're gonna change, they're gonna evolve as we get closer, learn more, or I guess it's impossible because we know no information, so it's impossible no less. So let's get to this first one. Him or him? I'm interested on your take on this one because one of these players will be my keeper, and we had a little trade involving this other player in the old Raft Pool League. So, as you mentioned, Devin Singletary currently going in the late third. Bills also drafted another running back, I believe, in the third as well. Or Austin Eckler. Melvin Gordon gone now. He's going in the late third, so right around the same ADP on a team where you have virtually no idea how it's going to, you know, at least in the beginning how it's going to go. You have some idea. It's going to probably be a little bit more conservative. Definitely not the arm talent of Tyrod Taylor versus the old Phillip Rivers. Whereas the Bills, you kind of know what you're getting. You just have that looming uncertainty around can Devin Singletary be the solo back, or is that rookie going to eat into the carries, or, you know, is Frank Gore just going to somehow make his way back to the Bills, or at least, you know, the spirit of Frank Gore might make it back. Who knows? So where are you going here, Will?
I like what you said about Tyrod Taylor and the Chargers are going to be very conservative. Does that mean they run a lot? They have a couple running backs to pair with Eckler. I've never thought of Eckler as a guy who can do everything himself. But if it's a lot of dump-offs, a la Christian McCaffrey, 0.5 PPR is going to do a lot. If you're getting 8 catches a game, even if it's for, you know, 40 yards, you're still getting that extra 4 points in fantasy. Devin Singletary was a little banged up. But once he kind of became that main dude, he was awesome. I think, to be honest, I think they're both pretty similar. I actually might even think the upside's better with Eckler. I don't know why. in my opinion. I they both have the competition, but just Eckler has done it for a little bit longer, I guess. I think they're going to have a pretty easy schedule as well. I'm going to go with Eckler. I mean, it's pretty much, like you mentioned, it's the exact same ADP for the most part, so I think I'd rather have Eckler.
Yeah, I think I'd lean Eckler, too. I think the floor is probably higher. Like, to your point, I think 6 catches for 50 yards and then another 20 on the ground, so you're talking about 7 points is the floor. I mean, Devin Singletary, it's probably around there, but, I mean, I don't know. With Josh Allen as a runner, too, and, you know, you would think that with Stephon Diggs, maybe that'll open up some more lanes. I don't know. I just think Austin Eckler shown he's versatile around the goal line, too, which is I think, a big boost. He probably regresses from a touchdown perspective. I think he was one of the only players with double-digit touchdowns last year at the running back position, so I think he regresses from there, but I think he's, to your point, a bit safer, and I know I'm not getting him in the late third. I'm getting him in the ninth this year, so give me that all day.
I have a question about the Bills in general. I'm optimistic about the Bills this year. I'm sure a lot of people are, especially with the Patriots in that division no longer the automatic winners. Do you think the Bills have a very similar path as the Bears last year? A team that kind of came out of nowhere, had a decent quarterback, nothing outstanding, pretty good defense, capitalized on a pretty bad schedule, made the playoffs, and then the following year everyone kind of saw the collapse coming. Do you think that impacts anyone with the Bills for you?
I think it's definitely possible. I think Josh Allen's athleticism is definitely superior to Mitch Trubisky, so I would say from a throwing perspective, there's not a whole lot of difference there. I mean, there's definitely that chance. I mean, the Bills' offense last year wasn't exactly a world beater. It was just they were a pretty balanced team. I felt like they could beat you a number of different ways. And yeah, I mean, I tend to lean with the crowd and be optimistic that they can overtake the Patriots and take down the division. But if anything, the division, everyone probably just gets closer together. And it's probably maybe a lot closer than we think among all those teams.
Wide receivers,
I guess it's hard to say that, like, are they going to be able to support, like, a wide receiver one, a running back one, and a QB one? That's an interesting way to think about it. I don't know.
I don't think so. Jeff, moving on to wide receivers here. We didn't really, I don't think we touched on any last week except for Diggs and Thielen. So this week, let's go over a lot more wide receivers here. A lot of value, whether it's players who maybe didn't show up last year or there's just so many wide receiver twos that you can wait a long time in the draft. So this one we're going to go in the fifth round, Robert Woods, coming off a pretty good year. Granted, Cooper Kupp was hurt for some of it, so he kind of capitalized on that. And then Will Fuller in the seventh round. So Robert Woods in the fifth. Will Fuller, I guess he's the number one guy in Houston now. Maybe like a 1A and a 1B with someone a little bit lower in this conversation here. Will Fuller can never stay healthy. I mean, that's pretty much the big one there. So what do you think about these two wide receivers?
I think it's interesting from a style perspective, right? They couldn't be more different. You have Robert Woods, kind of the Iron Man, starts almost every game. He's just consistent, and he blows up for maybe one or two games. Getting him in the fifth, so you're probably drafting him to be your wide receiver two, maybe your flex. Then you have Will Fuller, who can get you a zero or he can get you a 40, and he could be injured for half the season. It's just the ultimate boom or bust risk reward. The seventh round price tag seems about right, I think. You're probably drafting him for, I would hope not your flex for every week, but he's going to be that option when he's healthy and you bring him in to your flex spot. you have if you have solid options everywhere else, you may feel confident. In those weeks that he blows up, you definitely win. In those, you know, weeks where he gets 4 points, I mean, who knows now, to your point? Is he the wide receiver one? Do they use him differently? A lot of question marks there. Robert Woods is where I would lean. He's just going to be your steady Eddie with a couple of big weeks and a couple of slightly down weeks. He's just a good roster piece, I feel like, at the wide receiver position.
Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie in a big spot.
Yeah,
I think Will Fuller, I mean, even if it is the seventh round, I think Will Fuller is kind of, like you said, I mean, he's just a risk. Yeah, would you love those 30-point days? Sure, but then you're going to go 3 weeks without him after that. So yeah, I like Robert Woods. Robert Woods has been kind of like a guy I've had, I want to say, two or three seasons for sure, especially on that team after coming from the Bills. I think he's a good fit, and I think when they have all their weapons back, regardless of what you think of Jared Goff, I think he'll be a nice steady Eddie for fantasy purposes. So the one underneath
read you Will Fuller's game log for the first 6 weeks of the season. 7, 4, 5, 2, 39, 4.6.
Ah.
So you're just praying for that 39 pointer.
And that's with no DeAndre Hopkins now too, so who knows if that's really gonna how that's gonna impact him and that team. Brandon Cooks, fellow Texan. Ninth round. Brandon Cooks, I mean, you want to talk about a team that's going to field wide receivers that may never actually hit the field. Will Fuller, Brandon Cooks, and I don't know if they still have the slot guy, JT Barrett, I believe. Whoever that used to be the quarterback is. He gets hurt a lot, too. So that's a bunch of wide receivers who just don't ever play. So that's going to be fun for the Texans. So Brandon Cooks in the ninth round. I mean, I don't know if I'd ever do that. Tyler Boyd in the eighth round. Too obvious of an answer, Jeff?
So you're going Tyler Boyd here?
Yes.
The AJ Green coming back, new quarter. I mean, people are obviously already writing Joe Burrow into the Ring of Honor in Cincinnati, the Hall of Fame. I guess. But, I mean, I don't understand. He's still going to be a rookie, the speed of the game, everything like that. There's nothing surefire about coming into the league. We've seen him enough flameouts for that. So Tyler Boyd, I mean I'm a little bit more of a Brandon Cooks truther than you, Will. I mean, ninth round, you don't have to play him. But then again, you know, if he proves himself a couple games, you get him in there, new team, new situation. Deshaun Watson, we obviously like him, should be able to get him the ball. It's a tough one. I go Cooks. Just to have him as your wide receiver three, maybe, or wide receiver four, even.
So
there's no denying he has high-end wide receiver two upside.
Tyler Boyd. I just like what you said there. You're like, oh, you don't have to play him. It's like, okay. So you're just
you don't have to, from the beginning, play him. You don't have to, like, week one, you're not playing him. Maybe.
I don't know. Well, here, Well, I have a round 9 ADPs for you right now, okay? This is what I'm looking at here. Oh, boy. Okay, so maybe he is kind of like the best of the bunch right now. Just stalling while I'm scrolling through, just trying to find Brandon Cooks' name. Oh, there he is. Okay. Brandon Cooks. You got Brandon Cooks, John Brown, Christian Kirk. Mike Williams from the Chargers. That's interesting. What do you think? Those guys right there.
Oh, I'm going Brandon Cooks out of all the... I'm going Brandon
Cooks.
Oh,
wow. Just so you know, I'm on your Fantasy Pros website. Shout out to them. Not sure how I like this one more than the other one, not gonna lie. My tried and true. What did I do? FantasyFootballCalculator.com, I think. I think that's my spot right there. Brandon Cooks in the ninth round. Interesting. I mean, I'll do a bet right now. Who gets more points, Boyd or Cooks?
Points per game, I'll take you.
Okay, well, Cooks is going to play two games. That's not fair. Cook's going to play two games.
Total.
Put it on the Google Doc. Tyler Boyd versus... I mean, Tyler Boyd's not the shining, you know, pillar of health either.
It's very true.
All right. So, okay, I'll take Tyler Boyd more points than Brandon Cooks next season, if there is season, of course. Last wide receiver battle. I like this one. I think you added this one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? I don't remember, actually, who did this one.
I did.
Okay.
I
did. All right. So, and tried and true, Dallas Cowboy homerism at its finest. Can't have a whole segment without a Cowboy. Michael Gallup in the 7th round against A.J. Green in the late 6th round. Interesting.
Let it be known you put Dak on this segment last time, so...
let it be known.
And I also poo-pooed Dak for half the time anyway.
I'll go ahead and start on this one. The Cowboys offense is going to be awesome, for better or worse. The question is it going to be too many mouths to feed, too many cooks in the kitchen? Throwback to Brandon Cooks there. Don't know how that's going to go around. Of course, they had drafted the wide receiver from Alabama.
No. CeeDee Lamb. Oklahoma.
CeeDee Lamb. That's a lot of players. They also have, of course, Zeke to run that ball a lot. A.J. Green, on the other hand, still that kind of main guy. Now, is he healthy? I would think so after not playing football for a year and a half, that his foot is good to go. He's got that Joe Burrow hype on him. The Bengals kind of have a little bit of a... I don't want to call it hype, but they got a little bit of spice to them, I would think, this season. They've signed a bunch of players for the first time ever. They have a decent wide receiver core now, like whether or not John Ross ever plays. I think A.J. Green is kind of a fun 6th-rounder to kind of just throw a dart at. I mean, you don't have to ever play him, you know, if it doesn't work out. But I like A.J. Green. I think I would love to take him in the late 6th round, early 7th.
Yeah, I think I'm going A.J. Green here, too. Michael Gallup, I always feel like in the Mike McCarthy era in Green Bay, it was always like, who's going to be the number two wide receiver?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had the Cobb and Jordy Nelson days, which were nice, and then after that, it kind of just fell off a cliff. I mean, Michael Gallup is solid. I hate to buy into the too many mouths to feed. I just don't know the distribution, and why not go CeeDee Lamb later as just a flyer if you do believe that offense is going to be great, right? I'm going A.J. Green. He's, you know, the name value lives on. But 6th round late, you're probably coming back and picking again right in the 7th, right? So you can hopefully get, you know, a less volatile option in the 7th if you want to go another wide receiver, depending how you went in the first 5 rounds. So yeah, I'd go A.J. Green.
And I mean, this wouldn't be a fantasy discussion without diving into a wasteland. Jeff, yeah. these players that you've listed, just so fun. All these names: Mike Gesicki, I didn't even know he was still in the league. Janu Smith. Tyler Higbee, Evan, Lauren, Ingraham, 8th round. you said free for the other ones. Darren Waller is in the 5th. I mean, give me your deep, deep tight end takes here. Are you taking the free Mike Gesicki? What do you got?
I'm going free, oh baby.
You're not spending
I'm
any picks on
both
tight ends.
These guys, no. I think it's ridiculous. Mark Andrews is going in the 3rd round now. The Baltimore tight end. Darren Waller's going in the 5th. Like, what? Like, these guys are not very good, and there's not that much difference between, these free guys, potentially, and these second-tier guys. I mean, Darren Waller, Hunter Henry, Jared Cook, like, those, that's 5, 6, 7.
Is this the world we live in now with tight ends? I mean, yeah, you have your Travis Kelce's and George Kittle, but I mean... God, what, 10 years ago was Gates, Gonzalez, Witten, who's still in the league. Of course, that's all I can think of right now. Jimmy Graham. Jared Cook was probably still playing. You know, it's Darren Waller's the fifth round pick? I mean, oh my god, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. Insane. I mean, we either need to change the scoring around tight end to like bump up their value a little bit, or just remove the position and designate like the top five as wide receivers.
Or just another, make it another flex instead. You can make it a tight end if you want. Yeah. Just you know, WRTE running back. Wow, get the commish on the phone. I mean, Evan Ingram in the eighth round though, that's pretty spicy.
I mean, if he again, if he plays, right? He's kind of perpetually injured, or just kind of goes away.
That team's got a little bit of spice too. A couple of really bad teams from the last couple of years getting some off season habaneros to help give us some intrigue. Everyone's on a level playing field, I guess, except for a team like the Patriots who have it. If you've had the same coaching system for the last 20 years, I guess you're kind of got an advantage over these other teams. When the judges come into town and has to do all these off-season meetings through Zoom and Skype and Zencaster, that might be a problem for these new teams.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but shout out to Zencaster, Audacity, the joint venture, unofficial officials.
The team up you never saw coming.
Yeah.
Jeff. Next. What? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the next section, these players that I've listed out, I really want to get your take, and then I'll add my little spice to it. And I want a web. You know, I want a web to tell me that they're either going to be good or bad, and then I'll give the alternative, and we can just kind of, you know, let the listeners decide what they want. Again, these are from Fantasy Pros, half point PPR. A player that is near and dear to your house, Will, weave me a web. Juju Smith-Schuster, current ADP of 43. He's the wide receiver, 17. Currently being drafted. Again, very early for these numbers. They could change. Big Ben, looks like he's coming back. Beard is gone. Where do you see Juju? I mean, what's Deontay Johnson? Is there another player that could be coming up? Weave me a web either way. I'll give some counterpoints, and we'll let the listeners.
So, wide receiver 17, for those who don't know, that means he's a wide receiver 2. He's not going to be your number one guy on your team unless you wait, and then end up making him your wide receiver 1. But this just means he is in that second tier, third tier of wide receivers. After, of course, the hype last year was just through the roof all the way. What you just mentioned, Deontay Johnson. The offseason spice with these random teams and players. Had a pretty good stretch last year with a bunch of awful quarterbacks. So I think that's the key here. Big Ben is back. Whether the beard is gone, the gut is gone, the lumberjack uniform is gone, that remains to be seen. But Juju, as a 43 overall, so that's third round pick in a 12-team league. Carry the two. Fourth round pick in a 12-team league. I like it. I think the upside's really good. I think having Deontay Johnson, they also drafted the kid from USC. Can't remember his name at the top of my head, but
Pittman?
Claypool or something. Clayton Claypool. Something like that. He's supposed to be a really good wide receiver too. They spent a high pick on him in the second round. I like it. I like Juju. I think it's a big comeback year for him. And I mean, it can't. I don't want to say it can be worse than last year, but it can't. I don't think it can. The Antonio Brown stuff has gone too. The off-season drama of all the trash talk between each other. The Instagram posts. It's a new start for this guy. And maybe he was humbled a little bit after last year. So I like it.
All right. I mean, it was a significant drop-off in the production once Big Ben went away. So I think he's a very talented wide receiver. I obviously had to face him in week 3 last year, where he only had 2 receptions and like 8 yards before he broke off a 76 yard touchdown run. So the talent is there. We know that. He's a very talented player. But when Big Ben went away, so did Juju's value. I mean, from week 8 on, his high total was 4 points. So there's definitely a little risk with Big Ben's injury, I think, moving forward. I mean, we saw the big rookie season, the big 2018. I feel like he can get back to those rookie season levels, which is around 10 points per game. But a lot, I mean, Big Ben is Big Ben, and I think the new weapons help. Chase Claypool was their draft pick this year. You were correct. And Deontay Johnson coming on the scene. Maybe James Conner with his humongous lats can get the team back on track.
Yeah, agreed. Next one, Jeff.
Next one. New team, old hype, same player. David Johnson. ADP of 53, running back 24, right on that edge of that running back two conversation, which just goes to show you the lack of depth at the running back position, a player that for the past, you know, several years has not put up the numbers, has not lived up to the hype. He's talented. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He has a capable quarterback in Deshaun Watson who can get him the ball. There's other weapons like we talked about, Will Fuller, Brandon Cooks, that can occupy defenses. But we were also kind of saying the same thing last year about him in Arizona with the new scheme and the dump-offs and the short catches and taking it to the house. And maybe he just hasn't been right. He gets nicked up, and then he's just not right for the rest of the season. There always seemed to be something looming with him. I personally would not feel comfortable with him as my running back too. Maybe my flex if I had some other good options and see how it goes and ride the wave with David Johnson. But he does benefit from the lack of depth at the position. What say you, Will?
Well, I am one of those truthers for David Johnson. I think we were there last year too, again with the Kyler Murray, the dump offs, the option, RPOs. But I don't think we saw Kenyon Drake just, you know, being let loose in Arizona. And who was that other dude that was like a waiver wire guy for 2 weeks? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's all you need to know right there.
Yeah. I was buying into it, especially, you know, if you could get him in the fourth or fifth round. But, you know, if you draft him, you don't have to play him. So, you know, you draft him and you just sit him.
You know, you are the manager.
See if something happens. You just sit him. You just sit him and wait. Maybe put something into a trade. I don't know. This Texans team is going to be – they are just going to be so weird. It's going to be interesting to see how they change their play style. I think I'm out for now on David Johnson. We'll see if it drops more as the offseason goes on. So right now I have no web to weave for David Johnson. I think you've convinced me otherwise. That the hype has just been going on for 8 years, 9 years. I think he's only been in the league for 4. But for some reason, we've been talking about him every year. So I'm out. I'm out on David Johnson.
All right. Out on DJ.
Now you're really going to twist a knife. You're really going to just twisting a knife.
With this one?
Yeah.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the rookie. Wading back into the Chiefs running back situation. ADP of 35. Holy moly, the running back 15. Right on the cusp of a running back 1. Have never even taken a snap in the NFL. And he's not exactly your prototypical 3-down back in an Andy Reid system that we know can just give you headaches and heartaches and everything, Will. But, and the big but, he is
on
probably the safest, most explosive offense. If there's one thing we know, is that the Chiefs offense will be very good. They have the weapons, they have the talent at quarterback, they have the good play caller, and CEH, it's not going to work out for him with that. So come back to us with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Just if you're looking to get a piece of the Chiefs, it's an expensive bet, but it has the possibility to pay off, Will. I'm probably not in that camp. What say you?
Well, as someone who drafted Damian Williams in the second round last year, you know, the surefire, pretty much exactly what you're saying right now, word for word, about explosive offense, all the weapons, great play caller, can't go wrong, safe, whatever. Well, you know, all it took was a 40-year-old LeSean McCoy to ruin that for me. So I don't think I want any of this. Andy Reid, he's been doing it for years. He's kind of similar to like those old baseball managers who will play the 40-year-old third baseman instead of the 21-year-old out of AAA. I'm gonna probably take a back seat to the I mean, third round for this dude. This isn't exactly Adrian Peterson coming out of college. So yeah, I don't think there's any way I'd ever draft this guy. Seeing what happened last year with the running back situation, I'd rather wait and get... I mean, I'd rather draft Austin Eckler or Devin Singletary than him. I'll say that.
As would I. I know we're pressed for time, Will. We got a couple more running backs out there and a couple wide receivers. I want to get to our final four.
Oh, no.
I know the people want the Disney. There's going to be passion. There's going to be fire. So one player in particular that I think has his value this year and similar to Eckler is perplexing is Keenan Allen.
Mm.
ADP of 43, wide receiver 18.
So right next to Juju.
Solid wide receiver too. Yes, right behind Juju. On a team with, you know, like we talked about, a lot of question marks at the quarterback position, but much like Austin Eckler being, you know, the middle classes, Christian McCaffrey, Keenan Allen is the middle classes, or, you know, the upper middle classes, Michael Thomas or DeAndre Hopkins, right? Great route runner, great hands, always finds a way to get open. I feel like a wide receiver like Keenan Allen is good for Tyrod Taylor, someone who's in that middle, like close to intermediate range that he can just find a way to get open. He doesn't have to throw 30-yard slants to guys downfield. He can just have that safety blanket of Keenan Allen, the quick timing routes. I feel like he's going to, like, I owned him last year, started off on fire, and then kind of waned off as the year went on. Drafting him last year, I was not expecting the hot start. I don't expect 40-point games from Keenan Allen. I expect him to be in that 12 to 20 points and just be a solid wide receiver one. And if I can get him in that ADP of 43, I feel like I'm going to have a lot of Keenan Allen this year.
So you'd rather have him than Juju then?
Yes.
Hmm. I don't know if you realize I've been doing a lot of the lately. Just taking after Greg Rosenthal.
Trying to get the subreddits to feel like.
Yeah. Whew. Keenan Allen, not necessarily. Yeah, I mean, I pretty much agree with everything you said in terms of the expectations. People got kind of upset last year with him, right? Because it was, I don't think they were drafting him for the 30-point games. But when you come out of the, come out of the chute with it too straight, and then you go back to your 8 or 9s, kind of rubs people the wrong way. It's just, this is one of those question marks. Is Tyrod going to be Tyrod with the Browns and the Bills, where you throw, 19 passes a game for 4-yard averages? But even then, I guess Keenan Allen is, like you kind of said, like Keenan Allen is that guy. He's not the dude like Juju or like a T.Y. Hilton who's trying to stretch the field. Keenan Allen does the slants, the safe routes. Great route runner. So maybe Tyrod and him are kind of a natural fit. Am I weaving my own web? Am I trying to psych myself into the Keenan Allen experience? I don't know. But to your point, I think if you can get him in that wide receiver 18, he's going to be your number two wide receiver. Maybe even your flex, depending on your other positions and running backs. I will say this. I think I would rather have Keenan than Juju as well. I like it. I like Keenan there. I'm just trying to see who else around him. Let's take a look. So would you rather have Keenan?
If it's Herbert or Tyrod Taylor, I think his value will not fluctuate that much. It's probably better with Tyrod than Herbert. But I feel like without Big Ben, I mean, we saw the Juju experience.
Well, you could, I mean, yeah, sorry. And it's just like, no. And then can you say the same thing about Keenan without Phillip Rivers? Like, we just don't know what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Philip Rivers never missed a game. So right here I got the ADP between Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen now is, yep, still right behind Juju. Right in front of the dude right under him now. And that's T.Y. Hilton. So Juju, Keenan Allen, T.Y. Hilton, Tyler Lockett, Stephon Diggs. Those are the four in a row.
Diggs, dude.
Or five in a row. Diggs, dude. Calvin Ridley is above all of them, which is interesting to me. And then underneath them all, we got Devontae Parker. Interesting little crew there. I think I would rather have Tyler Lockett than all of them. Tyler Lockett. I've been a Tyler Lockett stan for a little bit. But T.Y. Hilton, I'm not that high on. Calvin Ridley, absolutely not. Keenan Allen, though. I think I like Keenan Allen. Would you rather have Keenan Allen or Stephon Diggs?
Ooh.
Right next to each other.
To your point, it comes back to where. What do you? I mean, there's just the upside is obviously higher with Diggs. We're Diggs dudes. All right, we know this.
We are Diggs dudes.
Keenan Allen, steady Eddie. Plug him into that wide receiver too. You're averaging 11 points for the year. A lot of steady Eddie. Stan Diggs dude talk today. I mean, I'd go Diggs. I mean. I feel like Diggs has potential to be, I'm not going to say top five.
Take it easy.
We are not putting that on the Google Doc. I'll have my mea culpa about my Kyler Murray talk too whenever we get around to that. I don't know. It's totally team dependent. Like, who's your one, right? If your one is... If you got one of the ultimate studs, I go Keenan Allen. If you're trying to pair like two wide receiver two guys, I'll probably go Diggs. Mm.
I like it. I don't know who I would. Yeah, I think I like that point. If you're trying to balance out your team, that makes sense. If you're not comfortable with your number one wide receiver and you need to take a shot, then yeah, I can see Diggs being the guy. I guess we'll just have to see. We'll revisit this in about a month, and I'm sure all these ADPs will be just totally different, all shuffled. There'll be some. Although, I guess the only injury right now so far is the Raiders wide receiver for helping a dude move. So, not a lot of wide receiver injuries going on, so that's kind of nice because of these training camps. But, Jeff, we're done. Get out of here with the fantasy stuff. Let's get to this, the madness. Greg's been clamoring. I mean, he's been in full agreeance, so not a lot of dispute there. The Final Four Disney Song Tournament. Two low seeds making it to the Final Four, and we got a number one seed and a number three, I believe, which, I mean, essentially means that, I just said the word essentially, I hate that word, which means I'll Make a Man of You was a top seed. So we got Go the Distance versus Let It Go. Jeff, I mean, this is tough for you. We have Colors of the Wind versus I'll Make a Man Out of You. That is also very tough. We are in the cream de la cream, the Chantillys, if I do recall, of the Disney Song Tournament. So pick which matchup you want to start with, Jeff, and then we'll go from there.
I'm going to go with the one that's a little bit easier, at least from my perspective. Colors of the Wind versus I'll Make a Man Out of You.
This is tough.
You sound a little bit more, you know, parting through the Chantilly cream might be a little bit more difficult for me. I'm going Colors of the Wind. I think it's just an absolute banger of a song, perfectly executed. The lyrics are great. The message is great. Its fit within the movie is great. It's, you know, just an iconic song for our generation. I mean, every single person who is around 30 knows at least one verse of Colors of the Wind. And if you don't, get out of here. I'll Make a Man on You is a great song. It's just a little bit more niche. There are some troubling aspects to it that we hit on last time. It is central to the story. I will give it that. I think I enjoy Colors of the Wind from a melodic standpoint, if you will. So I'm going Colors of the Wind. I'm not going to say I'm pretty confident on it, but I'm pretty strong. So it would take quite a web to weave if you're going, I'll Make a Man Out of You, to pull me off this ledge.
So, what I'm hearing is Colors of the Wind, you know, it works today, it worked 20 years ago, whatever you want to say about inside the movie or whatever, but I'll make a man out of you, however, maybe not relevant or at least appropriate in these times. I will argue with you about the lyrics. I think more people know the lyrics of I'll Make a Man Out of You than Colors of the Wind, and I'd be willing to make that a bet somehow. Because the Colors of the Wind lyrics, again, they're just kind of, they're great, but they're just very out there. I'll Make a Man Out of You, you can call it maybe a little basic in terms of just the wordings, but no one talks about wolves and the moonlight and the mountains and all that stuff. What is Gucci's just chewing on some random things?
He's putting his vote in. I know where Gucci stands.
I mean, he's barking a lot. I don't know which one he's barking
for. He's a wild beast that just can paint with all the colors, baby.
Oh man,
although he is male, so he could go.
So I don't know what to do here because Gucci. What do you want? Which one I mean, should we just go to him for the vote? I mean, because I mean, I don't know what to do here.
So are you going, I'll Make
I
a Man
so.
Out of You?
Is that, yeah, I think that's what I'm doing here. I think
okay.
I just...
We'll go to Gucci, then.
I mean, I'm...
See, he didn't. He whined. We gave a little whine on your decision.
So are you for... Are you for Make a Man Out of You, or are you against it? I don't... Now he's chewing a sandal.
Okay.
Not sure...
Much like the sandals they wore in the training. For I'll Make a Man Out of You.
I think, I mean, if that's the way you're going, I think that's the right call. I think we're riding the Colors of the Wind hype train. I think that's what's happening. I think we knew.
Oh, wow.
I think we knew going into this tournament that Mulan's Make a Man Out of You was a big contender, right? It was strong.
It was
a heavy favorite. And then I think we saw the glass slipper of Color of the Wind. Colors of the Wind, and I watched the movie, and I got caught up, and there's no denying it's a Final Four song. There's no denying. I'm not here to dispute that it made it this far. But I think, in my mind, Mulan is more iconic, and I'm sticking to Man Out of You. So I don't know how if I can sway you any other further way, who else we should bring into this, because Gucci is not helping at all.
Let me just phone a friend here quickly.
No, you're not. There is a phone call. The phone is ringing.
Hey, man.
Hello, sir. Quick question.
Yeah.
Colors of the Wind or I'll Make a Man Out of You?
I'll Make a Man Out of
Come on. I know he can't hear me.
This is a little bit deeper than I thought. I mean, I really like I'll Make a Man Out of You because it just reminds me of Steven Tedesco and the rest of, you know, the guys in that girls versus boys thing that we did a long time ago. But I think Colors of the Wind is more important of a song.
Wait, what?
Final in vote general, here, Greg. Final vote.
Colors of the Wind.
Colors of the Wind it is, baby. Thank you, sir.
This is awful. Just
Greg's invoking a battle of the sexes as the primary
awful,
moment.
That,
awful. I'll make a man out of you.
Awful retort. Awful argument, but I'm a man of the people.
We are.
And I will listen.
We're up against
I will listen to the
a
popular.
Hard out,
it's fine. So. It's fine. I listen to the popular vote. Unbelievable. Okay. Unbelievable. That is what like. I mean, I'm not mad. However, Jeff, I think this next one's going to make you mad.
I think we got to hold the next one for the next show.
You
got to
be...
Leave the people on the edge. I have my heart out. You have a heart out. It is as hard as they come.
Oh, okay. Heard on that. We can reconvene. Maybe we can pull some people outside of this instead of making drastic last second phone calls, Jeff. But we did it. Another episode in the books for the All the Feels Fantasy Podcast, the Audacity Zencaster production. And we will do our best to chat with you guys next week. Thanks to Greg for the special vote. Peace.
Peace out.